The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. Central Standard Time. We're going to be going to Tom Flacco here in just a minute or two. Written for WorldNet Daily and about 50 other major publications. Gone to many of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission meetings. Broken big story after big story that have panned out to be very, very accurate. This new one, he's gotten a lot of info from intelligence and people on the fringes of intelligence. We know there's a criminal grand jury that is investigating the Valerie Plame leaks. That's admitted. Some people even have trouble dealing with that. That's like Time Magazine, folks. But this latest claim by some is that indictments have been handed down. So that's coming up in a minute or two. And then later, officials warn a possibility of attack around September 11th, New York Times. More fear-mongering. Another report here, FBI terror attacks feared in New York, L.A., Chicago. Oh, we better have checkpoints and train you all how to be slaves. Texas becomes the nation's newest majority-minority state. You got to love that. They're the minority, but they're the majority, and they're going to be the minority even when there's, you know, I mean, you got to love it, folks. I'm going to comment on this. Also, Saddam may face speedy execution. That's like busting a capo in a mafia regime and having the leader of the, you know, the Don, who ordered the capo to carry out crimes, then the Don orders his public execution for carrying out the crimes. People go, no. No, the Don needs to get in trouble, and our government is the Don. So the Don being the mob boss, folks. So coming up, two more news on our troops being drugged with amnesiacs. This is mainstream news after they go out and kill women and children. Our government drugs them. Turns out that American media, folks that give you a lot of the big tabloids, are being used as influence peddlers, basically to protect Schwarzenegger. This is L.A. Times. They would go buy up stories just to keep them quiet. Oh, yeah, that's real old. But now it's the L.A. Times. A lot of that stuff's coming up. But for the next hour, we have got Tom Flacco. Last but not least, didn't have time to plug it properly last hour. My new film, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is a mini-series, and it covers the latest police state developments. I mean, on the ground, we show it to you around the country and in New York, sound cannons, hover blimps, police arresting people and putting them in private, Merck-controlled, Bechtel, George Shultz camps. Just incredible stuff where we get threatened with arrest every day. Then we spend an hour on who carried out 9/11. We confront Michael Moore for whitewashing. We confront David Gergen about his being a member of a satanic organization. And he blows up and admits it all. That's the Karl Rove of four administrations. Look, we just go where the truth leads us. And it is a bizarre and shocking and powerful film. We've also got American Dictators, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror. I'm carrying Joyce Riley and William Lewis's new powerful film, Beyond Treason, about the government knowingly testing chemical and biologicals on troops, killing them in many cases. I mean, this shows you who the government is. Criminals, folks. Criminals have got control of the government. We've got that video, a lot of other books and videos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or you can call toll-free to get my videos. And that's 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And never forget, your purchase of videos and books makes this broadcast and the websites and my contributors and everything we do possible. PrisonPlanet.tv or Infowars.com or 888-253-3139. A lot of new stuff we're adding to PrisonPlanet.tv. Like, whereas we put about half the interview up for free, you get the second half for being a member of PrisonPlanet.tv. Got to have some way to pay for the bandwidth. 15 cents a day, I'm sure you can afford it. All right, going to Tom Flacco. Tom, been on many, many times, just does a great job. And, Tom, it's good to have you on with us.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good. I know that you've had some intelligence groups, Group 5 and others, trying to go after you. and we've tracked a lot of these groups back to kind of these shadowy private merc groups that are really government but are privately run, like the prisons and everything else. But that doesn't matter. You're reporting on things that are very important, and it's good to have you on with us.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. I had, as you know, there are the last couple stories, the financial terrorism towers over 9/11, and my report about the Bush-Cheney indictments. As you said to me on the pre-production issues we were discussing, there is a criminal grand jury that's convened in Chicago. And a lot of people don't realize this, that there are facilities for 6, 7, 8 grand juries within that building. You know, and so I've been told that there are other groups. We don't know how many. I don't know where they all are. I don't know what cities. I don't know what, the locations, that kind of thing. But we know that in Chicago itself that there are individuals working there, and they're intently been working over a year and a half or so regarding this issue. And from what I understand now, that they're going a little deeper than the Valerie Plame, because, you know, you get one piece of evidence and then it steps on another piece and it leads to another leg in another direction. So right off the
bat, let's be clear. People have gone to prison at Enron, which the Bushes were neck deep in. I mean, Alberto Gonzalez was an Enron lawyer. I mean, they're their biggest contributors. They were heavily invested. They're involved, though, in things much bigger than that. The trillions missing from the Pentagon. We have the House hearings on that. I mean, they're involved in bid rigging. They're involved in Cheney openly gives contracts to his wife on the board of Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, you're like a veritable fact factory. I stay into one in certain areas, and when you put all that news up, it's absolutely incredible what's going on. But when you look back into for example, some of the things that are coming out in Vanity Fair, the reports from Sabelle Edmonds, the reports from regarding
fraud. You're giving us the background right now, but and we'll go into all that, because it's mainstream news about drug dealing and money laundering. And, I mean, folks, Bill Clinton pardons giant coke dealers, you know, giving money in the White House. I mean, it's public. But, I mean, all of this goes on. I mean, our government deals the drugs. The Bushes are the biggest crime family in America, you know, that we publicly know about. I mean, they are a crime family for 60 years, 70 years. But, I mean, I want to go back, though, just in a nutshell. The big story is that we know there's criminal grand juries looking at the Valerie Plame issue. That's admitted. But then you get intel from sources. Tell us about those sources.
Well,
specifically.
I have specifically been talking to a fellow by the name of Tom Hennigan from California. Tom is a broker by trade, and he also has sources within intelligence. And, you know, as many of the, if you look at the whole intelligence organization, many of them deal with the stock market, and that's no accident, I believe.
Well, that's so they can manipulate it also,
well,
so they
not,
can tell
no,
the terrorists.
No, Alex, I'm not accusing Tom. I'm not saying Tom Hennigan is manipulating.
Nobody said that.
Tom Hennigan is actually... It was actually providing evidence along with many other intelligence-linked people who are in and out.
Hey, Tom Flacco, I'm going to have to stop you for a second.
Right.
No one said that he was.
Okay, yeah, I don't want to.
No. You moved on after you talked about him, and you said many members of, you know, who were involved in the stock market, you said intelligence. He's not intelligence. You talked about a broker. Then you talked about intelligence.
Yes, many of the many.
And then I said intelligence is in it to make money, and in some cases,
right, okay,
with the Promise software to track and trace.
There you go.
You know what different groups are doing.
Right,
so
there you go. Okay, yeah, we'll make sure we get that right. What I've been told too is that there are many thousands of intelligence people who are absolutely fed up with what is going on, from going back to the China missile codes and all that kind of thing up to the 9/11, and now with the issues of the Plame investigation, it was kind of almost like the straw that broke the camel's back, because the Plame issue, there are individuals that are linked to her who is... She was involved in some deep intelligence work, the way I understand it, at one time. And there are people linked to her. And, of course, you have people getting murdered or whatever over over the links that get discovered in something like this. So there are a series of issues going on, and there are a lot of people in intelligence. They're handing over evidence, and I don't know about the witness situation, but evidence and documents are coming forward, and they're getting sent. And Hennigan is just one of many who have carted evidence up to some of these grand juries, and I happen to know that that a lot of evidence has been taken to Elliot Spitzer's grand jury up in either New York or Albany, the other Morgenthau, and they've done nothing, and they've had this evidence for 6, 7, 8, 9 months.
I was about to say, we know that criminal complaints have been filed by families and lawyers with Spitzer and others. So again, that's part of the record.
Yeah, his issue, I believe, Alex, is get the reputation as to being a crime buster for stock market fraud
and then be a whitewasher.
But it's linked, yes. But stock market is fraud, and people made money off of 9/11, and stock market fraud is involved in all of this. And it's like every time you turn over one rock, it leads to another piece of evidence. You go into one door, it opens up another door. So those are issues that that are going to have to be dealt with, and so it's if people like Mr. Hennigan is handing over documents through other people or through himself or whatever, he's one of many, and this evidence is finding its way to the grand jury.
Well, he's doing a great job. We appreciate him, folks out there that have these contacts. But I mean, to go back to why intelligence is mad, and we know this has even been in the mainstream news. I mean, they sell out Valerie Plame and all those under. They sell out countless other agents. They're constantly lying. They're constantly... And look, people aren't dumb in intelligence. They know other compartmentalized groups carried out 9/11.
Now, Mr. Hennigan says that Mary Madeline, the White House senior counselor to the vice president, and senior counselor President Karl Rove were also indicted for perjury. And there was a document shredding operation that was going on. And this was confirmed. If you read between the lines in the next segment, we can get into that.
Yeah, stay there. Tom Flacco, stay with us, folks.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as a miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the Hot House. The Hot House produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far-infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now, 1-877-300-0040.
Admittedly, all these people around El Presidente in the past few years, past 4 years, being indicted, going to prison, all over the place, and then there are criminal grand juries impaneled looking at the plane incident, and then we start hearing that they've been indicted. Now, again, I don't know if that's true or not. And we're going to talk to Tom Flacco about it, but I know this. They can also use these grand juries to suck up all the data and to have good people come forward and have whistleblowers blow their whistles there and then never do anything with it. I call it kind of a sponge operation. And I'm not saying that's what's happening here, but they own and run a lot of these federal grand juries. I mean, I know they control these U.S. attorneys, but we have seen rogue ones in the past. I don't trust Spitzer as far as you can throw him in New York with the state's office. But I do know intelligence people are mad and know what's going on. Tom, finish up what you were trying to say.
You're exactly correct with that issue. The Spitzer situation is out of control. He's not really. They're working on securities, but they're not getting into the 9/11 issues. And that there's plenty of evidence, as you know, with regard to the trading and so forth that went on. And it was more massive than I had known before. And there was evidence and indications of that that's coming forth. Now, also, as far as Mr. Fitzgerald goes, he's got a lot of authority, and there's issues now. I believe that they can't fire him, a la the Archibald Cox situation, because it would be akin to what happened with the Nixon situation, where he tried to cut off the future investigation of the criminality. But what they've got now is a situation where they've got to neuter him or something. And your issue of the sponge issue is very, very possible. This seeking and getting information and grabbing and find out who the witnesses are, find out what the testimony is, the word gets back. And what's amazing to me, Alex, is here you had all of these individuals, the president, the vice president, all of his staff, all the counselors, the attorney general, the former attorney general, all been subpoenaed. That never made the news. That's news in itself, Alex.
Well, to show you how fake the left-right paradigm is and how at the top the parties are all together, don't think that Mary Madeline would be allowed to work as a chief advisor in the White House for 2 seconds if Carville wasn't on board. And this goes back to the Bushes. We know, being in business with Clinton,
yeah.
And now Barbara calls him son, and he's a surrogate member of the family.
Yeah.
I mean, you've got this husband and wife team. Mary Madeline and Carville are married, and she's one of the top strategists in the White House. That's just a side issue, but
that's a very important part, and oftentimes neglected by most people, and not really considered. There's no question about that. So you've got all these issues, and you've got individuals that are there who are a part of this. But you had subpoenas. All these people were subpoenaed. That never made the news. Then they go in and testify. Think about it. The President of the United States, the Vice President, Alberto Gonzalez, the current Attorney General, former Attorney General Ashcroft, now they're all testifying, and they've got, if they haven't all testified, at least some of them have testified, We don't know the details of that, where they testified.
No, I know.
That has not made the news, Alex. That the subpoena would be in major news. The testimony would be more major news. None of it is on the air. Left-wingers, right-wingers, it's not on the air. The Democrats aren't talking about it. Republicans aren't talking about it. And now I come along and say, in a criminal grand jury where there's been subpoenas, where there have been there has been testimony, now I'm saying that there have been indictments through my source, Thomas Hennigan, who is providing, now think about it, he's providing evidence to the grand jury. Is it possible that friends around him have sources within or surrounding the grand jury? I think it's quite possible. Now, the other reason I went with the Tom Hennigan issue is that I've been on the phone with him quite a bit over the last few months. He has analyzed documents, which I didn't understand that well because I had not had the background. I've had a relationship. I've heard him on the air. He is tremendously articulate. He's a real patriot as far as I'm concerned. A lot of people are going to say, oh, you're being snookered by somebody that's trying to dissent. No, not when you talk with somebody. When I talk to Alex Jones 4, 5, 6, 7 times, you get a little bit about Alex Jones' personality. Same thing with Jeff Rentz. Any of the guys that I go on the air with, you get to know a little bit about them. And I trust this guy, and I believe that I'm looking at the documents that he's showing me. Now, I have some handwriting samples of the people that wrote a couple of these documents myself. I had them before he showed me what he had and gave them to me. This other story, which deals with the financial terrorism, is absolutely incredible. The documents prove that there was knowledge of things going on after the attacks. And that's where we're getting into 9/11. And this evidence has also been presented to the grand jury. All these documents, it's already there. That's the only reason I was allowed to write about it, because they already have it. They've already discussed it.
And then that ties into Sybil Edmonds, who's saying they're a bunch of drug-dealing murderers, basically, in the White House.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flows through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now 800-625-2890 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call now 800-625-2890.
Discussion of, you know, will the vice president be called? Can they be called by a grand jury? But that's really all I've heard. Melissa is first, and then Malta, Mark, Jeff, many others. We'll take some calls for Tom Flacco coming up here in about 10 minutes, so be patient. But we got a lot more to talk about here with Tom first. Tom, you were beginning to get into 9/11 and its connections to this. Go ahead.
The financial terrorism story at Financial Terrorism Towers over 9/11, I think it's one of the most heavily sourced things I've ever done, and it's a very, very important story in my opinion. It deals with White House crime families, and I'm talking about plural here, and it's just incredible stuff. And the issues of the congressional poll ratings and how they indicate that there's credible evidence that the World Trade Center was taken down by a controlled demolition. And if you look at the slowed down, slow motion DVDs that are out there all over the internet, one I particularly like, Loose Change, because it's only 59 minutes long, it slows down to a crawl, so you can see the explosions coming out of the sides of the tower that many of us have already seen. But I found new flashes that were in the towers that are there, and this kind of stuff is taken from CNN, MSNBC, ABC, and NBC broadcast on the day of 9/11. It's just filled with stuff. When I looked at that material, and it just blew my mind. I had not seen some of the physical or the actual evidence of a visual nature. And then you got interviews, you got radios in the tower, there's bombs going off in the tower, on the 4th through the 12th floor, there's another bomb on the 15th floor. You have radio things that are out there. A lot of these DVDs carry them where you can actually hear the radio calls. None of this was carried by the 9/11 Commission. None of it was played. And they didn't bring in the firemen. They didn't bring any of the real evidence of the towers being collapsed. I sat there in those hearings and I saw the thing. I witnessed it. It was basically a fraud and a cover up that was masked under what looked to be an educational and very astute set of words and documents and so forth. But it was more like a novel than it was really an investigation. And then Sabelle Edmonds, well, that whole issue, I wrote four stories and had four interviews with Sabelle Edmonds. The last one I did at her press conference dealt with the issue of her court case, which now she's trying to appeal to the Supreme Court. In essence, she said she heard things, or she actually translated and went through intercepts that translated these intercepts, which indicated that there were individuals in the United States government. Now, I've interviewed Sabelle enough times. Now, this is after the fourth time, to know that I had to make up questions that would be denial things. So I approached her with the issue, Sabelle, do you deny that there were a number of Americans that you heard the names of famous American politicians and political leaders and famous heads of federal agencies? Do you deny that there were 10 or so on the tapes that you heard? And she says, I will not deny that. So I got a non-denial out of her, because she is gagged. But she said,
yeah, for those that don't know, I mean, they're threatening to arrest her.
Yes.
It's the same thing with FBI agent Robert Wright and others.
Exactly. That's right. Alex, you're right on the money with that. Exactly right. Wright's another one. He broke down in his interview with Larry Klayman on C-SPAN. I saw it. But the issue here is that hear what we're saying. What is she saying here? She's saying that 10 famous American political leaders, and I think one of them was a former president. She would not admit that, but she smiled, that 10 famous American political leaders and heads of federal agencies were involved in drug money laundering and financing the 9/11 attacks. Now, how more specific can you get? And this, and you can see that the woman is facing a lot of pressure. You know about Mary Snyder. What happened with her? She's lost her home. She's basically going to go homeless in the next couple of weeks. It's going to be, and because she exposed the fact that there were illegal Muslim rings running around in Florida, and her own congressman Rick Teller wouldn't do anything about it. I flew down there and talked to his chief of staff, and he just looked at me, smiling, and I said, "Well, that's not our prerogative. We can't investigate this." I said, "How come you can't? Congressman Keller is a member of the terrorism subcommittee. Now, if he can't investigate terrorism cells in his own congressional district, then who can?" And then I went over and across the street, and I literally across the street in Orlando, and I walked into the office of Senator Nelson, the Democrat, and I talked to one of his top staff aides. She said, "We can't investigate this." And the same thing. It's a runaround. Well, if you can't investigate terrorism in your own state, which senator is going to do it? Somebody from Nebraska or Iowa or someplace? So what we have here is people are looking the other way. They're winking and nodding. And trust me, Alex, there are going to be senators and congressmen that are under investigation right now, secretively. I don't know as far as the grand jury, but I'll tell you what, I've been hearing this, that there are going to be individuals who are going to face some investigation with regard to this and this whole cover-up, because they saw the same intelligence briefing that the president saw, maybe a little more redacted. When I looked at, there was mention of that in one of the hearings that went along that the Senate had before they punted the ball over to the 9/11 commission. But the issue there is that there are congressmen and senators on the Intelligence Committee who are looking the other way. And I'll tell you, it is infuriating a lot of Americans. But guess who it's infuriating more? It's infuriating the intelligence patriots, guys who have families just like you and me. And they're seeing this whole thing being taken down. And because the media has total control over things, there's another issue. There are going to be media people that are involved. But getting back into the story now, I started to talk about paper shredding. Hennigan said that he has heard through sources in the investigation that there has been evidence of document shredding in the White House. Now, I said, that's a pretty strong charge. And he said that what we're hearing is that Mary Madeline and Karl Rove have been indicted or have been their true bills, I believe. There are people that are more legal than I am on this thing, but the grand jury has to vote what are called true bills, and those
they
bills,
hand down the indictment.
Those are what are handed down, and they have not been publicized yet. Now, the problem here is that we know that, and this runs into a lot of legs. What happens to those true bills? Can they control the grand jury? Can they control the prosecutor? Can they get evidence? Can they be sponges? Can they blow up the building? Now, I just got news. One of my researchers, and actually it's a great patriotic woman, Mary Snyder, called me this morning before the show, and she said, "Tom, you got to see this. There is a paper that's been active since 1905, just reporting general Chicago news." And she said that this paper reported that prior to the 18th, just a few days prior to the 18th, when CIA sources are saying that there was an attempt, there was a disturbance in the Chicago subway, and that subway, where that disturbance was, is right up underneath the Dirksen Federal Building, where Fitzgerald and his grand jury are hearing testimony and witnesses and documents and reviewing documents. So there was an attempt to cause a disturbance, to possibly blow up the subway area underneath. And we found that there were reports by the Chicago Tribune that they evacuated that subway during the time period when I was told this happened. And so that was kind of
a local newspaper report. I saw that about the supposed shootout. And then that would fit going back a few months ago when the grand jury was already impaneled.
No, this was on the 18th. This was on the 18th of July.
This just happened. That's not what I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's not what I was saying.
Okay.
Now just go ahead.
Yeah, but this was the 18th of July when this was going on. And what Mary told me is that this report said that they disbanded an emergency management group, which they reactivated 3 days after the attempt on July the 18th. So what you had was a stand down before and then a reactivation of the same group.
Okay.
Sending me the link and I will put it up.
Sure. Tom, let me comment on what I was going to say so it's not just the first three words and people can then kind of speculate on those three words. What I said is that goes back then a few months. It could, to the London bombings on 7/7 and 7/21,
right.
The way intelligence works, if what you're saying is correct, and again, this is just cloak and dagger speculation, going back a few months, that would make perfect sense of trying to create a ledger or a history that, oh, there's a threat of bombings, which also helps the whole war agenda, period. Then if you did have a bombing that just so happened to be under that federal building, it wouldn't look as suspicious.
Yep, we're expecting it, yeah. Well, that's an issue that really has to be...
And also in England, they had them stand down. They had the security stand down 1 month before the bombings.
Yes, and here we have, I'm going to put this up. This is what she came up with. This is amazing stuff. And I said, you know, I'm going to put this up there because here is evidence that there was a stand down on security right before the...
Well, I saw that a week and a half ago about how there were the reports of the shootout on the subway.
Yeah, well, boy, the thing about it is again, you're looking for, you know, was there something that went on? And obviously, there was they evacuated everybody out of the subway for about 45, 50 minutes that.
Well, we have confirmed that there were shootouts in London. There have been multiple shootouts on 7/7 and after, and then that's just kept quiet. And then they go in houses and shoot people, and that's still quiet. And then they chase down this electrician who's got the military MO, shoot him 8 times in the head.
Yep.
Turns out he wasn't wearing a coat. Turns out he didn't run from them. By the way, that's all confirmed now. They just special branch. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's just absolutely incredible when this kind of stuff happens. People just say, well, you know, can we believe this?
Let me just stop you, Tom. For those that haven't heard about all this, and I have. We've had hundreds of deaths in 1 month alone in South Texas, car bombs going off in Dallas, dozens and dozens of police killed on both sides. We have had literal travel advisories more dangerous than Israel, State Department advisories, the U.S. consulate's mission closing, rocket attacks, and it's a few blurbs, but nobody I talk to, even people that watch the border, no one's aware of this.
When is this going on, Alex? You're talking now?
Yeah, and I mean,
oh
this
my
is an
gosh.
But I mean, this is just an example of how they can keep stuff quiet.
Well, can you imagine? Well, see, the point is, if you can squelch the indictments, if you can discredit anybody that's reporting any information, they won't confirm the subpoenas, they won't confirm the testimony. You know?
Now, I assume grand juries, I mean, if a grand jury's not doing an investigation, they'll say, no, we're not investigating that. No, we've no-billed that.
Right.
No, we're not looking at that evidence right now. We're not in session for that. They're not. This individual is not the product of an investigation. But no, they just say, no comment, no comment, no comment.
You know, I was on Bill Beshear's WLW out of Cincinnati, 50,000 watch, 38 states the other night. And he told me, he was so amazed, he went and literally picked up the telephone and he called Patrick Fitzgerald's office. And he hammered him and he says, we will not comment on this. It is our policy not to comment on this. We will not deny it. We will not confirm it or deny it. So we have issues that, and there are plenty of citizens that I get emails from that they called the grand jury, and these people will not throw water on this thing. They will not deny what's happened. So what we have to do now is we have to figure, the indictments come down, and will we have sponge operations? Do we have issues of the prosecutor? Is he going to come through? We believe that he is going to do so. Now, a lot of the stuff that I've been reporting on is heavily document-driven. This financial terrorism story has two documents in it right near the top, which are letters from United States Asia Intel Ops to Vice President Cheney. One of the documents says that there were boxes of cash leaving the Philippines right after 9/11. Now, in the typical chain of custody, the Vice President on a letter like this would hand this document, which came from a former Swiss ambassador to Somalia, Leo Wanta, and I have other documents that, with his handwriting, I checked it down. I asked.
Okay, but what does it mean?
What does this mean is that if boxes of cash were leaving the Philippines right after 9/11, part of the issue was the boxes were used to finance what are called foundations legal groups, and I've been told that the foundations legal groups had links to financing drug money laundering, financing the 9/11 attacks, those kinds of issues. This evidence has all, this document and this evidence have already been handed to the grand jury. They have already been looking at it. It also deals with the fact that there's a chain of custody to the vice president, from to the president, to the national security.
But here's the question. How do you get a U.S. attorney to call in a grand jury? I'm going to tell you, Tom, I think you're a good reporter. I think, you know, I mean, we know there's criminal investigations. I'm not saying you're wrong. I believe you're being told this. I know there's documents of criminality. I know what Sybil Evans has, you know, said. But the point is I just find it hard to believe that a U.S. attorney would do this to begin with.
I've been told that that Valerie Plame was involved circuitously, at least, with an investigation of 9/11 or events and money surrounding 9/11. That was part of it. And that issue brings the whole thing. It's like picking up a, opening a door and another door opens. Then another door opens. The other document, see, the point is, why is cash leaving the Philippines? Why does the president have to know about cash leaving the Philippines? What is it for? What are these foundations groups for? There was another document in there which says, which was written to the vice president from WANTA, and it said United States Asia Intel Ops. The document is posted online. I got it from Stu Webb. I said, Stu, he called me up and said, you got to look at this. And I said, how long has this document been on your website at StuWebb.com? He said, it's been up there for almost 3, 4, 5 months. I said, you're kidding me. The second document was written to the vice president from WANTA, and he said, United States Asia Intel Ops is of the opinion that the individual who is sitting next to Osama bin Laden in the White House released Osama bin Laden, quote, terrorist scare tape, was an individual that met with, 30 days after the 9/11 attacks, an individual who was an FBI special agent in charge. Now, which leads me to the question, why is an FBI agent special agent in charge, meeting with, ostensibly representing the United States, meeting with one of the associates of Osama bin Laden 30 days after the attack?
Well, let me just stop you. We know that the MI6 minion, who they say is the mass bomber, is MI6 and is being protected. That's admitted. I mean, it just came out that the big scientist Khan, that the CIA wanted him released decades ago, and the Belgian ambassador has gone public on that. So we've seen this time and time again. I mean, we know that they control Al-Qaeda. We know they do all of that. But I mean, I still go back to documents floating around on the Internet. I mean, have you called that ambassador? Have you talked to him?
I have talked to Leo Wanta, not recently. I have talked to him in the past.
But have you talked to him? Has he confirmed this document?
That document is his handwriting. I have not been able to reach because I don't have his telephone number. I have not called him. That's an authentic document according to intelligence sources. That's for sure. I can match up that document with his handwriting. It has the typical line drawn in there, and I recognize his printing because I have copies of his printing. You know, and I matched it up that way. Now, those issues, regardless, where is the scream? That evidence is screaming, hey, Mr. Vice President, Mr. President, can you explain this stuff? It's not on our responsibility to find this out. It's on their part to explain this. And I believe it has been explained or it is being looked into. Yeah, I'm sure of that.
All right, we're going to take some calls from Melissa and Malta and Mark and Jeff and others when we get back. Stay with us.
What really happened September 11th and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem-reaction-solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 9-1-1, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at Infowars.com or Infowars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, I really appreciate investigative journalist Tom Flacco coming on with us, and I'm just going to try to hold him a little bit in the next hour so we can get to all your calls. We're about to go to Melissa in Florida first during this hour. But, Tom, I didn't know until I talked to you during the break, I didn't know this was the first interview you've done on the radio since you broke those stories last week. I know you also had some internet problems, but TomFlacco.com is back up and running well. And, yeah, you've done a lot of great work in the past, and I think where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know all the specifics. I don't know if this is a deep intel disinfo op on multiple sides. I don't know if it's a honeypot. I know there's criminal investigations going on, and, you know, if somebody gets indicted for Valerie Plame, you know, out of this grand jury, we know that, basically confirms a lot of this, but... you are getting this from sources inside of there, and this is really scary because it means that the globalists are in a box right now, Tom.
Yeah, I'm getting it from sources who are providing the evidence to the grand jury, the documents, witnesses, evidence. That's all.
Well, that's amazing. And but they're able to confirm that this grand jury is impaneled and is doing this.
Yeah, I'm going to... Yeah, I think there's more than one, and I have not nailed this down, but I personally think there's more than one grand jury. I think one grand, there were reports I saw circulating around the internet that they're getting into this Vanity Fair stuff about the individuals who have testified in the, with regard, I don't know whether they've testified or not. I would say that there are individuals out there related to the Vanity Fair story about the Supreme Court in the 2000 election. That's been floating around. And
What about the Tony Blair thing? Because I don't think an American grand jury can indict Tony Blair.
Well, the issue is that they have subpoenaed Tony Blair to come and testify. I didn't say he was indicted, I don't believe. In that story, it said that he had been subpoenaed.
Well, there's also a lot of disinfo about your stories going around. You've never retracted anything, and there's people claiming that you've retracted the story, and you haven't done that.
Oh, no. You know what happened? Yes, the reason why is that my webmaster, and I just talked to the Black Box Voting people, and my webmaster did work with her site, and she just told me 5 minutes before your show, when I was on the cell phone, which your producer can confirm the conversation, we were talking back and forth, and she told me that she was locked out of her website by the same individual.
Let me just say this. It's funny because I've interviewed Bev Harris about 20 times, and a year, 2 years ago, this went on for a year, she said, never talk about it on air, but yes, this has happened, and then... Now that is interesting.
See, now the point is that I was warned that there was a possible infiltration situation going on by intelligent sources, and so I decided to move my site. Now that warning came after some of my problems started. I started having trouble getting documents, you know, some PDF files and things that I don't have the capability of doing because I don't have the machinery and so forth. Well, the point is I tried to post this story, the indictment story, onto my website through my normal procedures of using my web posting editor, and I was locked out of it. And I remember Beverly saying the same. She was locked out of hers. So I said, oh, man. So what am I going to do? I want to report this. So what I did, the only thing that was open was my forums. Because there was all the crazies, you know, that are posting, and just all kinds of people, great patriots, but also the negative ones, the ones that come out of the woodwork that they call on all of our sites. Well, what happened was, is I decided to log in as Joe Public, and I posted that story on my own forums, captured the URL, and sent that URL out.
Okay, stay there, Tom. And for those that are just joining us, talking to Tom Flacco, and I'm sure that's all just a coincidence with the webmaster. I'm sure they're doing a great job. We'll be right back with the third hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we're talking to Tom Flacco, tomflacco.com. Site's up. They will get in there and get his info up to you, investigative journalists. Just when you get into this cloak and dagger stuff, it gets pretty confusing. But I know this. There's crooks and criminals all around every modern president. There are a lot of criminal investigations. We know that's going on. There is a criminal investigation of the Valerie Plame situation. That's been in the news. How deep does it go? I still don't know. Tom Flacco, I want to take a few calls here, but in closing, before we do this, I mean, how long until we find out what the truth is?
Well, I was asking that myself, and if there's going to be any things, you know, bombs dropped, literally, figuratively, or whatever. I've heard that the grand jury expires, at least the current one that's up there, one of the terms of one of them expires around October the 28th, sometime in October. But then again, you see, if this business is true about other grand juries, if there are others, you know, they all have staggered terms, I would think. They're not going to have them all because they need them at different times, you know. One group does one subject, one group does another subject, you know. But I've heard sometime in mid to late October this thing runs out. So we're talking now, it's pushing into September, so you got maybe about 30 to 45 days left. And I think they're going to be finishing up.
But again, you go to congressmen and senators and they won't touch it, but then why would a U.S. attorney do all this?
Because he's doing his job. He's doing his job. His job is to subpoena, investigate, and prosecute criminal acts. Sometimes criminal acts involve individuals at a very high level of government. Not very often. And also, and here's another little key. Remember about the document. Time reporter Matt Cooper said that when he said in his report, I remember reading this, he said that when I went to the grand jury to testify, I was impressed by the jurors. He said I was in there for 2.5 hours, and the majority of the time I spent answering questions from the jurors. He said that they were mostly women, and they were mostly African-American women.
So you've talked to people that were even in there?
No, I have not. I just read what Matthew Cooper, Time reporter, reported. He said when he was there in front of the grand jury that
and this
that,
and that's the grand jury investigating Valerie Plame.
I believe it had to be because that's what that was.
That's what they're talking. So again, it's hidden in plain view. Let's take one call from Melissa in Florida. Melissa, go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thank you so much, Alex. I really appreciate you taking my call, and I appreciate you opening my eyes to the, you know, a new world order and everything. I mean, I'm 21 years old, and I'm just coming across all this stuff for the past 8 months, and I don't think I've left the house since I've opened the first webpage. What I'm calling about, and I've been listening, and I just think it's ridiculous that it really takes this much, like, digging for people to open their eyes to the 9/11 situation. It's unreal that they can't see what's going on. It just makes me really sad, and I hope everybody listening is, you know, trying to help their friends open their eyes, because I know I do every day. I try to get everybody in my family involved. But a lot of really interesting things I needed to ask you about. I've read lately that they're putting fluoride in the water system in my county, which is really weird to me. They're, like, adding it, and everybody's all excited about it, and I don't get it, and I don't like it.
Well, I mean, you can get the letter that hundreds of EPA scientists just sent to the EPA saying it's deadly poison, remove it.
Yeah. I mean, it's unreal. It's unreal. These people are like, oh, good, my children are going to have...
You know what? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, Melissa, and I'm going to finish up with you after the break. I'm going to say bye to Tom Flacco right now. He's got to go. TomFlacco.com. Tom, I appreciate you following up these reports, and I know you'll get to the bottom of it, and I appreciate your courage in, you know, on reporting on this to get to the bottom of it. So take care, my friend.
Thank you for the job you're doing and for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
I know it's been tiring for you, and we can look for some new reports from you in the next few days.
Well, I don't know about a few days, but, you know, I'm always looking in for, you know, the next thing I'm worried about, you know, that's for sure.
But you're going to be staying on this case.
Oh, we're working with this issue. Yeah, there's the issue surrounding the grand jury. I think, you know, whatever I... Okay.
All right, thanks, Tom. Take care, bye.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, there's a lot of this going on right now. You know, I almost always stick to what I can prove. Hey, they were having a drill at the exact same time, at the exact same locations. It's impossible on the 7-7 bombings. This is a cover story for the government op. And then lo and behold, the reporters and the witnesses and the police say there were bombs under the trains and holes blown up through it, but they won't let you take photos, and some press that got photos had their cameras taken. And then it comes out that the supposed mass bomber in control of the two squads, you know, it turns out he's MI6, protected in the U.S. in 99, protected there right now. Even Fox News has to admit, we don't know why the British are protecting this individual. And that's because it had already come out in the press. They had to report on it and explain it away. And, you know, so we can prove, you know, the preponderance of the evidence points towards government inside job, just on the evidence. Then you've got the motive, which is on the government side, that is the criminal elements of the government. With something like 9-11, I mean, it's an ocean of evidence, an ocean of endless, an orgy of evidence. It's a total New World Order operation. I mean, it takes three films and two books to cover all the evidence. You know, I've made three films on the subject, written a book, published a book, carry a bunch of other great videos on the subject at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. You know, we're there exposing it. And we're going to continue to. But when you get into stuff like this Brigadier General, you know, Commanding General, number four in the Army, Kevin P. Burns, and I get a call about him a month ago, or 3 weeks ago, I get a call about there's going to be a drill, and it's going to be going on the East Coast in this town, and you've got to watch it really closely. This is from a good source. I didn't talk about it. I was like, well, no, I don't know what to say about it. I mean, I mentioned the drill, and I said, we've been told to watch this, but I didn't put two and two together that I'd already been warned by somebody else. Watch this General Kevin P. Burns. And then the story with Kevin P. Burns doesn't fit. He's going to retire in a couple months. He's been in a divorce for 6 months. His lawyer puts out a letter when he gets canned unceremoniously. Well, that... okay, he was canned for an extramarital thing, but he's in a divorce, and the woman's not in the military. Well, folks, they turn a blind eye to that. I mean, they turn a blind eye to four-star generals having mistresses. They turn a blind eye to them doing basically whatever they want, folks. I mean, a senior four-star general out of 11 four-star generals in the Army, he was number three. And above that, there's the Army's seat on the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I mean, so as the echelon of power goes, and that's about as high as it gets. You know, his boss Shoemaker, just above him. So that doesn't fit. And just suddenly, you're gone. You're gone. And then we have Greg Zeminski, who does a lot of good reports. Pretty accurate. Coming out and... you know, the body of his work is good. I mean, it's good information. He comes out and says his sources in the Pentagon are saying that that this guy was planning some type of coup. Well, then my sources say, no, it was to leak information to burn the administration. Well, we've had a bunch of generals do that. We've had a bunch of former generals do that. We've had people inside. We've had ambassadors do that. We've had a bunch of people go public, so that fits the M.O., And what would spur him to do that? Was he learning of some new operation? Or had he learned of a previous operation? And then we get speculation that, well, was this nuke drill going to go live? The nuke drill that's going on right now that I have been warned about. So we have all of this swirling around, and that type of story is the same type of story that we have, you know, with Tom Flacco and this grand jury up there that they reported is investigating the plane incident, which that would be criminal, blowing, you know, burning her, blowing her cover. That's that much I know is admitted. And then it's an evil stretch to ask if there's an indictment. I mean, there may not be indictments. Tom may have been fed this info. The question is, why would they do that? But we have to talk about it a little bit. I mean, when I first heard about this last week, I called, I'd actually heard about it before that from other sources, but then I kind of ignored it. And then Tom put an article out. It got really big, one of the biggest stories on the web. And I called Tom, what, last Thursday. He couldn't come on. And then he called today and said, I'll come on. So we had Tom on. So I don't know if it's true. I think Tom's a good guy. But I think, you know, he's definitely got some sources. But I don't know if those sources are good. I mean, I'm sure they're wonderful people, too. Frankly, I'm not a big fan of Stu Webb, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, Tom says his documents check out. This is what Cloak and Dagger does. This is the fog they want where you don't know. I mean, look, I'm not the one saying we're going to get hit by an A-bomb or a hydrogen bomb or a dirty bomb. I mean, Dick Cheney says it over and over again. Chertoff's running around saying it. The Nightly News has special reports on it. Bin Laden's Nagasaki, Bin Laden's revenge. I mean, I've got a huge section on the website of mainstream news articles. I mean, they tell U.S. News and World Report before the election, 2 months before, we will be hit by a nuclear weapon. The White House, said senior advisor in the White House, i.e. Karl Rove, told U.S. News and World Report, we are going to be nuked by the election. Well, I got on air and said, I don't believe that's going to happen. I think it'll happen in the next year if it does. But there's no, oh, look at the government. They're totally incredible. They're fear-mongering. You know, they're saying there's going to be a nuclear attack. Look, we just take it serious when the president, the vice president's minions, and the vice president are running around saying it. So we have to pay attention when then it comes out that are they going to have an exercise go live? Or watch this general, and then he gets fired, and then he's over the base where we hear they're going to have this test. Well, where they admit they're having a drill, but you know, is it? So welcome to my brain. And in the final equation, it just creates hysteria, it creates anxiety, it creates fear, it creates apprehension. We don't know what's true. We don't know what to say. You want us to report on it, then you say, well, why aren't you reporting on it? And so I call my webmaster up and I say, post the Flacco story and the responses to it. Well, is it real? Well, I don't know. Flacco seems like a good guy. We know there's a grand jury and panel investigating, you know, the leak. So we don't know. We'll say we don't know, and you decide. Because, I mean, I deal in numbers. I mean, there are rocket attacks. There are hundreds of deaths. There are car bombs going off in Texas, and no one even knows about that. Okay? I mean, I got a CBS, an AP, a Brownsville, a Dallas Morning News, but still no one I talk to knows about it because it's all piecemeal and reported very dryly. So, you know, if that can be going on, you know, are there indictments? I don't know. But I deal with, you know, on page 31 of the Free Trade Area of the Americas Agreement, it's, you know, it says Pan-American Union and merging our laws with that of the Pan-American Union and the EU. I mean, that's global government. I know the CFR put out a report calling for the end of America. I know Lou Dobbs decried it. I mean, he had the same analysis I did. It sounds crazy, but it's happening. I know they passed a law for forced psychological testing and forced drugging. Now they're trying to implement. I know that Bush called for total amnesty and then said he didn't, said that amnesty wasn't amnesty. I know that Rumsfeld really got up and said, I never said they had WMDs, when he said it hundreds of times. So now we live in this world where The reason everything's so over the top is they're over the top. I mean, the globalists are just out of control right now. But I don't know. I think I'm just going to predominantly focus on what I can document, because it seems like the things that can't be documented are the things that people want to hear and things that people want to go crazy over. But I don't know. Just, you know, if something can't be proven one way or the other, just don't expect me to talk about it. That's always been my rule, and, you know, it becomes a phenomenon. I got to talk about it. It's like I got to talk about these latest fear-mongering reports. Officials warn, you know, bin Laden's going to attack us around 9/11. That's the New York Times. More rumors, more fear-mongering. What Tom Flacco is saying is 100 times more credible with more evidence than what they're saying. Just because the CIA says that their asset's going to do something. So, you know, when the administration constantly lives in la-la land, this stuff's going to happen. Let's go to Malta and Denmark, then Jeff, Mark, and Christine and others. Go ahead, Malta. He's gone. Let's go to the next person. Let's talk to Jeff and Mass. Jeff, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yes. Now, as far as September the 11th is concerned, my big concern is if we have another September the 11th, what do you think would happen to America if we had a September the 11th? Do you think we would be completely doomed?
The government is going to announce itself as absolute God in the name of keeping us safe, and they're going to even get more criminal, which is why the government won't carry out an attack. They don't want total control and power. They're not behind any of it. Let's just give all our rights up to them. But if they know we're not going to put up with it, and if we just say no, then they may not even carry out more attacks.
Yeah, that's true, because I'll tell you what, as a cynic, I would give them the hairy eyeball if they pulled something, that's for sure.
For those who don't know, what's the hairy eyeball mean?
It means, you know, put them under investigation. In other words, investigate it. Do research on it.
Well, I think the 7-7, I don't think I know. The 7-7 attacks were a trial balloon to see if we would cower in fear. And people unanimously, basically, are saying the government did it. That's good news for us. We'll be right back.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks talk with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Oh, just shifting gears back to what Melissa in Florida had asked about. They're putting fluoride in their local water supply, and she was saying, why are people so excited about it? Because the media tells them it's good. But actually, in polls, most Americans know that sodium and stannous fluoride is very bad for them. And even the big dentist 15 years ago who was responsible for getting the water fluoridated in Canada has now gone public and said he was wrong. He was a big government official, too. And said he didn't know they were taking stannous fluoride or fluoride that's left over from aluminum plants and fertilizer plants full of other toxins and metals and dumping that in the water. There's a big difference between your body needing a little bit of sodium fluoride and the other, you know, many, many different types of fluoride. I mean, it's a deadly poison. I mean, it's ridiculous, folks. It's so bad for you. And they put it in toothpaste. They put it in a bunch of other stuff. It's horrible. It's just, but they tell you it's good. It's part of this mass hoax. And people use it. They just had literally hundreds of scientists and top EPA employees sign an open letter to the head of the EPA saying, get it out. Look at all these studies. Nobel Prize winners, folks. The top scientists are saying how deadly it is. It's deadly poison, people. I mean, one drop will kill you. Let's go ahead and they're like pickling your brains, folks. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Louisiana. Mark, go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, Mark.
That's Las Vegas.
Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, hello. That's Las Vegas, not Louisiana.
Say it again.
Las Vegas.
Say it again.
Oh.
I'm having a joke with you.
All right. Yeah, I figured that out. Yeah. All right. I noticed Bush a couple days ago, he made a little stop in Chicago, and I was just going to ask Tom Flacco, if he was on it when I called, if there might have been a nexus between that and the proceedings going on there. Kind of interesting, too. He stopped in Chicago, and I guess he was hanging out with his new, or not new, but I'm sure he's known him for quite some time, but his little buddy, his crime and partner, Mayor Richard Daley. I mean, what a good man Richard Daley is, and who I guess is also sort of involved in one of Patrick Fitzgerald's other investigations. Daily or...
Now, by the way, that's admitted. That's an MSNBC that Daley is being investigated by this U.S. attorney for organized crime. Now, that's a key point.
Yeah, now Bush, when he stopped in Chicago, he was giving a bunch of accolades to Daley and saying how wonderful it is that Chicago is going to be getting, hundreds of millions of dollars for their transit system. But I thought that was kind of interesting. Also, this story about... there's illegal aliens that are working for the Border Patrol and then smuggling in other illegal aliens.
Well, I mean, the head of the Border Patrol is a La Reconquista.
Yeah.
I mean, the Attorney General is a La Reconquista.
Yeah, and I was going to point out that there has got to be, you know, and of course they were charging like $2,000 per person they were smuggling in. You know, there's got to be some politicians involved in this operation, because when I got out of the Marine Corps, I had applied to work for the Border Patrol, and in order to even take the test for the Border Patrol, they actually told me that I need like a congressman or a senator to recommend me. I mean, that's how you know, impossible it was to
work. By the way, that's illegal, but that's like mafia, big city. Talk about daily machine. You don't get a job unless El Jefe says you get one.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's no way this was an accident. But, of course, they're going to make it
Well, for
sound.
Those that don't know, we've had the head of the Border Patrol Union on, okay, saying that they're infiltrating, they're taking over, and it's been in mainstream news that they've ordered the Border Patrol to stand down. They have X-ing where they're not allowed to stop illegal aliens in certain areas, but then they're going to have a checkpoint searching you and your family. And again, for all these La Reconquistas that think they're taking over, why is the U.S. government behind it? They want to break America down, too. And, you know, I haven't talked enough about that. It came out in UPI and the Washington Times as well as the Associated Press on Monday. And I just barely mentioned it because it's par for the course that senior Border Patrol agents on the border are actually Mexican citizens. Mexican citizens, Mark, and that they're coyotes. Well, I mean, we've had mayors and people and all over the country being caught being coyotes, and nothing happens to them. This is big business. They're sucking off these poor immigrants who are good, hardworking people. So, I'm not against them, folks. But the point is it's destroying our country.
Well, think about this. By virtue of the capacity they work in, they're able to, at the same time, make money because, yeah, if you don't pay them the entrance fee, then they'll stop you. So you got to pay that, right? But yeah, there's got to be
politicians. Listen, I've been going across the border. If you're a Mexican with a cowboy hat, you don't get searched. You're a white guy, you might... Or a black guy, just get ready. It's all part of freedom. We'll be right back, folks.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There's absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
And a half minutes left. We're going to continue with your calls and some other important news, but I haven't seen the crime statistics in a couple of years, but they're generally about the same. But over 90%, some years as high as 95% of crimes go unsolved. I mean, I've had cars stolen twice, apartment broken into before, and cars broken into actually quite a bit where I'd call the police. And the cops would show up and go, hey, you're in a private apartment complex, but like there's no gate? Aren't you going to do a report? No. But they sure got time to pull me over, buddy. Oh, yeah. It's just about raising money. And that's the system. We got to change that. You're like, Alex, what does this have to do with the price of tea in China? The point I'm getting at is that if you kill a cop, it's over a 90% apprehension and conviction. Over 90%. So in 90-plus percent of the time, we don't get justice, but in 90-plus percent of the time, they get justice. And that's wrong. Of course, a lot of times somebody kills a cop, they're going to find somebody to pay. And that's also been shown. Some of the worst miscarriages of justice are just finding somebody. And now if you kick a police dog, you get more time in jail than murdering a human being. And I've got a bunch of news reports on that. People get 45 years for kicking a police dog, and the average is about, what, 7 years for homicide? Manslaughter, even less. But just something for you to think about out there. But the reason I brought that up, what got me thinking about just those statistics during the break, was that, you know, good Border Patrol agents blew the whistle about these other agents that were Mexican citizens, and our government knew that. That's who they recruit. Not even Americans, folks. I mean, 20-something percent of our military in Iraq's foreigner. I mean, this is the new enforcement arm of the New World Order, folks. It's real simple. And they blew the whistle. Well, you know how many times they had to blow the whistle for that to happen? And they had to get that out of the press for something to happen, and now nothing may even happen to... Because the investigation's been widened and nothing, and they'll have an investigation for 2-3 years, and then nobody ever gets in trouble. We've had fraud investigations here in the city where people are caught red-handed. It's admitted they stole. District attorney says, I'm not going to do anything. County attorney, I'm not doing nothing. So basically, they'll have an investigation. You know, if you come to them, we'll get right on this. This is very serious. Why, there's an investigation. If you're a politician who's in favor, you'd basically have to gut a 2-year-old child in front of 100 news cameras, marinate them in a wine sauce, and cook them on a spit to maybe get in trouble. And when you've got corruption that bad, now, if you're a politician that isn't playing ball in the New World Order, you cheat on your wife, it's going to be in the newspaper. You got a tail. You're being followed. But, no, I mean, I'm serious. I think Bush could barbecue. I shouldn't joke. He'll probably start doing it. He could probably barbecue small children on a spit on the White House lawn, and it would be called Christian. Oh, it's of the Lord. I mean, it's almost that ridiculous. Let's move quickly through these calls. Let's go to Christina, and then we'll go to Mike and many, many others that are patiently holding. Christina, you're on the air. Welcome.
Greetings from KCXL land, Alex.
That's right. One of our oldest and best affiliates.
That's right.
Kansas City.
Right. I've been listening to you for years. Listen, we read at our recent Concerned Citizens meeting Tom Flacco's report. Especially, we were interested and read the Financing 9/11 Attacks portion, which talks a lot about Stuart Webb's documentation. And I agree with you. There's a war on for our mind. We are not sure who's who or what's what some of the time. Stuart Webb has been to many of our meetings, and we are unsure about him. He tells us that he's risked his life to bring a lot of these documentations. And I do believe, in having recently spoken with him, that there is a grand jury and that these reports, because Tom Flacco and Sherman Skolnick and others are bringing this, I tend to agree with Stuart Webb on some of these things, and so I just wanted to report that to you. It's very confusing.
Well, that's what intelligence operations are supposed to do. They're supposed to confuse you.
Okay, well,
the old prayer they used to say, the British Navy, when they were having war with people, was, you know, may we see clearly and may they be confused.
Amen. There's wisdom in the multitude of counselors, is what the Bible says. And I've been speaking to many people, Wolfgang, Anacon, Clay Douglas, and others.
Ah, there's a...
Well, different ones.
True Jim and...
Alex, Clay Douglas. Anyway...
I'm just laughing. I'm having a little fun here.
The Concerned Citizens of the Heartland are a great group, and they've been together for 10 years, and...
Well, I'm sure your group is great.
Anyway,
yeah.
We are... I just want to tell you, we are in a little bit of confusion also as to what is really going on.
Well, you know what I'd encourage you to do? I would encourage you, that what I'm going to do is focus on the masses of stuff we can prove. And, you know, whenever you're not sure about something, and, you know, still keep an eye on it, but these soap opera type things are almost designed to get us all balled up in them, which I'm beginning to get, you know, caught in. And you know, while we should keep... you know, a spoon in the broth of this pot, we should also kind of keep some of the other stuff cooking. I mean, there's just so much out there, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, when I said about that individual earlier, I just said I'm not too sure. That's all I can really put it lightly for you. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Arizona.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Mike, you're the guy called last week and asked for Tom Flacco to be on this show.
Did I?
I believe that was you, yes.
Well, that was an interesting segment, to be sure.
Didn't you call last week and ask to have him on?
I probably did.
Yeah, what's on your mind?
I just wonder, have you been able to reach, or have you tried to reach General Burns?
His number's not listed. I've called 3 Kevin P. Burnses, and none of them are him.
Yeah, because I suspect if our suspicions are right, this man needs a lifeline thrown to him. You know, he needs as much light on him as possible. Right.
Well, what did you think about the Flacco interview?
Like you, I think it's too soon to get too hung up about it.
We got people that are condemning it out of hand, saying it's not true, and then people that are saying it's true. And I there is a criminal grand jury; it is being investigated. The same guy is investigating daily for quote organized crime. So there's something going on.